We crossed the Powder River in the fall of 81 and pulled heavy on the wagons, for we knew that we were done. 3,000 miles from Mexico, where we had first begun, and we started cutting timber by the ton. Well, I was just a young man looking for my pot of gold. No irons in my fire, nothing bought nor nothing sold. Still I longed for a lady with a tender heart to hold, and someone to keep me from the cold. And the Powder River Queen was any cowboy's dream, sweet as the water running through those mountain streams. So young and wild, soft like a child, was my one and only Powder River Queen. We rode off to Denver in the spring of 82. Well, I swore it was the last time I'd ever buckaroo, and I promised her I'd marry her when all the work was through. And I left her with a kiss and I love you. But in a bar outside of Cheyenne, I shot a gambler down and left him slowly dying, lying face down on the ground. Now I'm stuck here in a jail cell waiting on my last sundown, when they hang me in the center of the town. And the Powder River Queen will wonder where I've been, when I will send my love to her no more, as all the plans we've made begin to slowly fade. I see my Powder Queen outside the door, and she begins to cry as I touch her through the bars. She says, for weeks I've wondered where and how on earth you are, wishing you'd return on every fallen star. Now you won't cross that river anymore. And the Powder River Queen is the last face I've seen, as the sound of the gallows ring outside. And by the light I know that soon this day will end at noon, and I'll never make my Powder Queen my bride. No, I'll never make my Powder Queen my bride.